Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So he said, concerning brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Another translation said, the New Living says, God himself has taught you to love one another. The Message says, you're God taught in these matters. You're already good at it. Your friends all over the province of Macedonia are the evidence. Keep it up. Get better and better at it. And that's the sense I had when the Lord gave us instruction concerning this teaching, this series, that you're already practicing this. A lot of you are practicing this in a measure. But can we grow in it?
Yes.
Oh, this is it. God is love. And the New Testament commandment is the commandment to love one another. And we are God taught in these matters. And we're focusing our faith on it in these weeks and months. How many are believing with me that God is teaching us, teaching this church, teaching this family, teaching you and I as individuals, how to keep this love command? Say it out loud. Everybody confess it. I am. Taught of God. How to love. God himself is teaching me, is teaching us how to love one another, how to keep the command. Glory to God. Is this exciting? You know, a lot of folk don't think they're as excited about this as maybe something else. Well, look, Brother Keith, teach us how to prosper. I am. This is it right here. Brother Keith, I need to be healed. We're teaching on it right now. Who heals? God heals. God is love. Love heals. Who prospers? God. God is love. Well, I need to know about my faith, how to get my blessing. All faith works by love. Everything you do, you need to keep one hand on this. Elsewise, you get off. So are you at least a little bit excited?
Yes.
Or maybe even more than that?
Yes.
That God himself is teaching you, teaching me how to keep this commandment. And you know, he said, in fact, in John 13, why don't you just turn over there real quickly. Let's remind ourselves of the command. John 13, there is a very wonderful thing that goes with this that I think so many times people have not associated. They've not kept it together. John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you. Now, had they already been told to love people, to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as theirself? Well, why is this new then? What's new about it? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And here's the new part. How? As I have loved you. He loved us to the point of laying down his life for us, giving himself. He didn't just love us as himself. He sacrificed himself. He loved us better than himself. Oh, can you see this? Well, why didn't he tell them, if that was the highest and the best, why didn't he tell them that in the past, in the Old Testament? Because they couldn't. They couldn't love like that. Why? Because they couldn't be born again until Jesus had come and paid the price. But now Romans 5 tells us the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And we can love like Jesus has loved us. It's not based on feelings at all. He loved us while we were yet his enemies. It's not based on what somebody does to you or didn't do for you. It's not based on how you feel about them, how they made you feel. It's not based on feelings at all. You do it by faith. And you do it by the divine love that God has put inside you. Said out loud, I can love.
I can love.
With the love He's put in me.
With the love He's put in me.
No matter how I feel.
No matter how I feel.
No matter what has happened.
No matter what has happened.
I can love.
I can love.
As He has loved me. You've got that love, not shed abroad in your feelings, not shed abroad in your head, shed abroad in your heart, in your insides.
Yes.
It's a decision to love.
Yes.
It's an act of faith.
Yes.
To love. Can you love somebody when you feel like slapping them?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you love somebody when you feel like hurting them?
Yes.
You can. It's a decision.
Yes.
Love is not a feeling. God is love.
Yes.
Keeping the commandment, obeying the order is not based on how you feel. There's such confusion. I know you've heard me say it, but I must keep saying it because most of the world thinks love is a feeling. And it is not.
No.
I said it is not.
God
is love. Love is an order. Love is a command. It's not a feeling. It's not based on feelings. You're walking in love the strongest when you have the worst feelings.
Right.
Everybody said out loud three times, love is not a feeling.
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 Say it again. Love is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. He didn't command us to feel for one another. We could camp on this the rest of the time. Why? Most of the church thinks love is a feeling. Love is not a feeling. He didn't say, a new commandment I give to you, that you have feelings one for another, even as I've had feelings for you. I want you to say it three more times. Love is not a feeling. Close your eyes. Say it out loud. Love is not a feeling. One more time. Love is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. I've had people look at me and say, well, I can't do that. I don't love them anymore. What do you mean? You don't love them anymore. What do you mean? What are they talking about? Can you tell me? They're talking about feelings. So they can't keep the command because they don't have the feelings. That's a lie. It's deception. They never knew what love was. You've been ordered to love. You can do it no matter how you feel. And the good thing about it, you keep the command like you're supposed to long enough, it'll affect your feelings. Feel it. Haven't you found out by now? Feelings are fickle. Whew. I mean, you felt different 10 minutes ago than you do right now. You'll feel different in another 15 minutes. Feelings are constantly changing. They're up. They're down. They're in. They're out. They're good. They're bad. And if you live by how you feel, you're going to be a basket case. Well, I just don't feel like it. Well, I don't feel like going to work. I don't feel like preaching today. I don't feel like making the bed. I know I told them I'd go over there and help them, but I just don't feel like it. You're going to ruin your life with that. I said, you'll ruin your life and not even God Himself can help you. Why? He won't make you do it. You have to, how many understand, you got to be able and be willing to, like the Bible said, endure hardness as a good soldier. How many soldiers you think? We got men and women in the field right now defending us, protecting us. You think they felt like going over there? You think they feel like driving through the streets with people pointing weapons at them? Huh? Comes time for them to go on their mission? You think they feel like leaving the tent? And who knows how many explosive devices are on the road between here and there? You think they feel like doing that?
No.
No, they don't. But a good soldier obeys orders.
Yes.
Gets the job done.
Yes.
Well, friend, you are a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
And the head of this army has given you an order.
Yes.
Given me an order.
Yes.
We've been ordered to love, and it is not based on how you feel. He didn't even ask you how you felt about it.
Amen.
And you don't need to ask yourself how you feel about it.
Right.
Just obey.
Obey
the order.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. Love is not a feeling.
Love is not a feeling.
It's not a feeling. God is love. Love is a command. Love is an order. It's not based on how you feel. You can love somebody no matter how you feel and how they feel about you or how you feel about them. You can still keep the command. Can't you? You can feel like not wanting to be around them. You can feel like never wanting to see them again. You can feel like, you know, I mean, when they open their mouth and talk, it's like somebody scraping their fingernails on a chalkboard to you. Seeing them hurts your eyes. You can have feelings that bad and still. You can put on your uniform. You can put on your armor. You can get in your Jeep and go do your job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You can put on the armor of the Lord and you can obey the order of love. You can love them anyway. You can override your feelings. Say it out loud. I am not feeling dominated.
I don't live by my feelings.
I'm not ruled by my feelings. See, spiritual people are not ruled by their feelings. Carnal people are. That's their whole life. They base everything on how they feel. They do it or don't do it. They start it or quit it based totally on how they feel about it at the moment. And that's why they are failures in life. You'll be a failure in your marriage. You'll be a failure as a parent or a spouse. You'll be a failure as an employee if you live by your feelings. Because you'll be a quitter. Everything you do, you'll quit. Because, I mean, how many understand, how many that have made it through anything for any length of time, there was a time you didn't feel like doing it? Huh? How many that have had some success in your job or your business, there were days you did not feel like going in, or that you did not feel like finishing it, or you did not feel like meeting with those people, or you didn't feel like completing that job? How many? How many? Well, what if you just said, I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it? You could not have had success. And what you do is you cut yourself off from the blessing of the Lord. Love is not a feeling.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Seeks Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106G. That's R1106G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.